Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of Grits and the Gospel. My name is Reverend Katie Griffiths, and it is the 26th Sunday after Pentecost. We are coming to the end of ordinary time and moving to the time of Advent. Thanksgiving first, and then Advent. It will be a beautiful season, and I'm so thankful that you will get to join me in that time. I pray that you are doing well. Some of us are struggling a little bit this week, and I think this week's gospel lesson will give us some hope for the future. So let us come together this week in a posture of worship. The Lord be with you and also with you. Today's psalm lesson comes from the 16th psalm. We will be reading all of the verses. Hear now the word of the Lord. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the holy ones in the land, they are the noble ones, in whom all my delight. Those who choose another god multiply their sorrows. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names upon my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a godly heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. For you do not give me up to Sheol or let your faithful one see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us come together today and recite those words that bring comfort and joy, those words that outline the things that we believe. Friends, what is it that we do believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, as we come together today, heal our broken hearts. Free us for a joyful obedience. Help us to see the light and the hope and the love and the joy when darkness is all around us. We know that the love of Christ is the only thing that our foundation should be built on, and we are thankful for the love that you've shown us through your Son, who taught us these words to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Poet Catherine Mansfield was mourning the loss of her mother while dealing with her own mortality after a diagnosis of pulmonary tuberculosis. This letter was written to her friend, American painter, Dorothy Brett. In it, we see her reflection on things that become most important in light of grief and suffering. As we read her reflections on what is important in life, Let us also reflect on the things that we hold most dear. Number 47, Radcliffe Road, Fulham, Wednesday, 14 August 1918. My dearest Brett, I was so glad of your letter today. Yes, it is an immense blow. She was the most precious, lovely little being, ever so far away, you know, and writing me these long, long letters about the garden and the house and her conversations in bed with Father and of how she loved sudden, unexpected cups of tea out of the air, brought by faithful ravens and aprons. And letters beginning, "Darling child, it is the most exquisite day." She lived every moment of life more fully and completely than anyone I've ever known. And her gaiety wasn't any less real for being high courage, courage to meet anything with. Ever since I heard of her death, my memories of her come flying back into my heart, and there are moments when it's unbearable to receive them. But it has made me realize more fully than ever before that I love courage, spirit, poise. Do you know what I mean? All these little words are too little, more than anything. And I feel inclined to say, not to anyone in particular, let us love each other. Let us be kind and rejoice in one another and leave all squabbles and ugliness to the dull dogs who can only become articulate when they bark and growl. The world is so dreadful in many ways. Do let us be tender with each other. I dare say that to you because I know you understand. With much love, Tig. Let us hear now the words of the gospel according to Mark chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. As he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes, and in various places there will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Today, Father, let me reflect the love and light of your kindness and hope and joy out into the world. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'm a classic extroverted introvert. As much time as I spend going and doing things these days, it is just school. I have to spend just as much time in quiet spaces recharging my battery. I do it at school too. I love being involved in chapel, and I love my classes. But I find myself searching for pockets of quiet time in between. Sometimes when I'm home, things get a little too quiet. So I oftentimes have on the TV or music playing. I like to keep TV shows on in the background while I work. Sometimes in the midst of an important event, the temptation is there to keep the news on all day. I find it's not the best thing for my mental health for a lot of reasons. Do you remember a time when the news was only on in the morning and at 5 p.m.? Those glorious days when we weren't bombarded with rhetoric and pundits trying to tell us how to think. We got up and checked the school weather to see if we needed a jacket that day, and then we went out into the world and lived life. Then we came back home and watched the 5 o'clock news while we were in the kitchen making dinner, and then we turned it off. It gave us a chance to eat together and talk. What a concept. Now we can listen to the news in the car, on podcasts, on TV, and on our phones. It never leaves us. We have the ability to eat, sleep, and breathe the news. And for some of us that work from home, we can go days without showering or leaving the house listening to the news. People used to do wellness checks when that happened. We're used to not seeing each other and only hearing each other's voices on our TVs. These verses in Mark remind me very much of the 24/7 news cycle that we are living in. Beware that no one leads you astray. That's great advice, Jesus, but how exactly are we supposed to do that? How do we know when people are trying to lead us astray? Peter, James, John, and Andrew may have been asking about the end of Jesus' life, but it seems like these questions are applicable to life today. The answer hits a little close to home as well. Jesus is reminding them not to be distracted by the things of this world. Famine, war, false prophets, all of these things have been at the forefront of people's lives for centuries. They will never go away. What we do with these situations is how people of faith can show the love of Jesus and a better way of living to the world. I think there are a lot of assurances out there to help us answer those questions. We find it first in the other lectionary text for today. First, let's look at Hebrews, at the Hebrews epistle lesson. Chapter 10, verses 19 through 25 tells us this. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way, that he has opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from the evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Because we have Jesus, we have assurance of faith. We have unwavering hope. Those are the things we should look to in life. Verse 23 says, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without unwavering, for he who has promised is faithful. Because of that confidence, we should have to enter the sanctuary, even though it seems like the temple stones are cracking and the foundation is deteriorating. We should have hope. There is always the assurance of unwavering hope because of Jesus. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, the hymn writer tells us. When all of the things of this world are tumbling down, even the temples and the sanctuaries, Christ is the solid rock we can stand on. All other ground, all earthly ground, is quicksand under our feet. Christ is our only hope. I heard an Emily Dickinson poem in chapel this week. Hope is the thing with feathers. It reminds me of the hope we are sure in, that hope that we are called to have despite the shouting and the barking and the wars and the crumbling towers of faith. Our hope in Christ sounds a lot like the lines of her poem. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chilliest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb from me. But it doesn't stop there. We're not only to do that for ourselves, but we're called to encourage one another, to meet together, and to provoke one another to love and good deeds. In other words, we have to turn off the news, leave the house, see each other, and mission together. We do that by staying focused on Jesus and our faith, not the horrible things happening in this world. We are called to change the world with love and not just watch the bad things happen. We heard that same message in Psalm 16. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a godly heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. It is the Lord that gives us counsel. We should lead with our hearts and with the overflow of our cups of faith. The way we interact with other people should be from an overflow of love of the Lord, not from fear or hatred, but from love. And when we're dealing with grief, just like Catherine Mansfield was, we tend to see life more clearly. Let us be kind and rejoice in one another and leave all squabbles and ugliness to the dull dogs who can only become articulate when they bark and growl. The world is so dreadful in so many ways. Do let us be tender with each other. There are a lot of ugly things out there in the world these days. There are a lot of hateful, mean-spirited, and sad things that can make us feel isolated. There are plenty of dull dogs in the world barking about how we should think and what we should believe. All we have to do is turn on the TV or look at our phones to see them. But here at the end of her life and her mother's, Catherine gained a lot of clarity. I think that was what Jesus was showing these four disciples. Here toward the end of his life, he had a lot of clarity about what was important and what was not. He knew that wars and dictators and evil would persist, but he also knew that his sacrifice, his love, and the faith that comes from a life focused on the Lord would also persist. We have to let shouts of joy and kindness and tenderness be louder than all the rest. That's how we overcome all of the end of times rhetoric. Are there voices that you need to turn off? Are there things that people shout at you that block out the voice of God? Maybe it's time we all shut those voices out. Beware that no one leads you astray. I don't know about y'all, but I need more Jesus in my life. I need him to keep me focused from being led astray, to keep me on that path of life, the one filled with joy that we are promised, to show me where to find hope in the midst of the gale winds. Why don't we find some friends and continue on the path of joy? Why don't we sing praises and speak words of kindness so loudly together that the barking is barely a whisper. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is Christ's love. Amen. as we go throughout our week, let us stay on that path of life, that path that shouts for joy, that path that finds hope, that path that leads with love. Because in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.